Happy New Year! Happy New Year to everyone and to everyone. Happy New Year. I am so glad that you're joining me again. Host of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am Carl Thornton Jr. Happy New Year. How's it starting off so far? We're just into it, literally just days into it. 2 days, as a matter of fact. How's it going so far? Are you feeling optimistic? I know that, you know, each year, as we close the year, many of us close the previous year with quite a few challenges on the plate. Part of the reason, in fact, that is largely a part of the reason, that each year I try to have something inspirational, motivational, more motivational moments to help us close out the year, so that if we close out that year with an optimistic note, on an optimistic note, on a hopeful note, hopefully we will start the new year that same way, on an optimistic, hopeful note. So even if you have begun this new year with some challenges, have you also begun this new year with some hope? Hope that our Creator will help you meet each and every challenge. No need for us to be necessarily expecting everything to turn around overnight. Not necessarily. For some people, it might happen that way, but probably not for everyone. I mean, you know, think about it. We have people dealing with physical / medical issues. You know, somebody may have something going on that requires cures and healings, whether it has to do with the eyes, the knees, the hips, organs, heart, liver, gallbladder, you name it. Somebody may be in need of healing. Someone may have some emotional issues going on. Maybe there's some drama in the family. And, well, we know when it comes to family issues, rarely is there an easy fix. Rarely is there a quick fix. It takes time and energy to resolve the matter. Someone may be having some difficulty when it comes to finances. And you may be thinking, yep, that's me. In fact, I've had some financial issues for the past 12 years. Some of you saying for the past 8 years. Some of you saying not even that long, just 3 years. But nevertheless, financial issues. And on it can go. Having problems with, you know, trying to get things squared away when it comes to academic issues. There are certain dreams that you have, and some of those dreams necessitate academic accomplishments. You've got to complete this level of education, that level of education. And in order for you to get where you're meant to go, you've got to get the education. And there may be some challenges with that. And some of you are saying, well, you know what? I heard you mention financial. I heard you mention academic. I heard you mention physical. I heard you mention quite a few things there. And some of you are thinking, I got some other social issues. And some of you are thinking, well, you know what? I have quite a few of those issues you just mentioned. And you're thinking, okay, I could really use a breakthrough. I hear you loud and clear. I do. I hear you loud and clear. Whether it's one issue, whether it's just two issues, whether it is a whole bunch of issues. I hear you loud and clear. When we need breakthroughs, we need breakthroughs. When we need change, we need change. I want to encourage you, if you haven't already begun to do so, hope. Yes. Keep hoping. Keep hoping. Start back hoping if you stopped. I know that sometimes it can be hard to keep hoping. How many of you have noticed that the longer some issues go on, the harder it becomes to keep hoping. I mean, think about it now. What if someone has, you know, we mentioned a list, and that was just a short list. I know that there are some issues that I haven't even mentioned. But let's just say someone has some problems with healing. And let's say maybe it's not just the healing of their body, but maybe three or four family members need some physical healing. What if, in addition to that, there's some psychological / spiritual healing going that is needed? Maybe someone is having a drug issue going on in the same family. What if someone is having financial difficulties also? What if there are problems when it comes to the academics? The person is saying, well, I know we need to get on top of our game when it comes to school. And they're looking at one or two people in the family. Maybe one or two of those, one of those people includes themselves. It includes you, and you're thinking about all of this. Some of you experiencing spiritual warfare, and you know it. And you're thinking, man, I've got to come up with a way to get the best of these enemies, to defeat them. Some of you are thinking, man, I've been wanting a job promotion. I've been needing a job promotion for the last 5 years. I keep getting small raises that don't keep up with the cost of living, but no promotions that could really make a difference. And you're looking at all of that. What if some of the people listening to me now have been hoping for change in several of these areas for the past 9 years? Year in and year out, dealing with adversity, people just after them, just after them. This one has something ugly to say about them. This one wants to block, do what they can to block their progress. These people helping to block their progress. And not because there's anything that they're doing wrong. It's just out of the darkness of those other people's hearts that they keep trying to block, block, block. And the person runs against this obstacle, that obstacle. Their family's dealing with this, dealing with that. 9 years, and I'm just pulling the number 9 out of the air. It could be 12 years. It could be 18 years. It could be just 2 years. But let's look, for the sake of what I'm discussing now, tiredness. Let's say it's been going on 9 years or longer. It's understandable that a person can literally get tired emotionally, mentally, because it takes energy to keep hoping, despite the fact that the onslaught has been so persistent and so continuous. It takes energy to keep hoping. It takes energy to hope for one day. It really does. It takes more energy to hope for 5 days. It takes even more energy to hope for 35 days. It takes even more energy to hope for 5 years. Especially when you're hoping for change in the same areas of life. And as you keep hoping for change in these areas of life, other problems crop up and add to the mix. Yes, indeed, it is understandable that after a while, we can literally get tired. Just like our bodies can get tired digging that ditch. I mean, literally shoveling dirt, shoveling dirt, shoveling dirt, shoveling dirt, shoveling dirt, shoveling dirt. The first 10 seconds may not be that big a deal. The first 5 minutes may not be that big a deal. But if you've been shoveling dirt for 15 minutes, I'm telling you, it can wear you out. And when you keep trying to push aside the weight of adversity year in and year out for 2 years, 6 years, 9 years, 12 years, it can get pretty tiring. Of course, that's one of the reasons that it's so beautiful that laws are in place. And one law in particular says, we all reap what we sow. And so the folks who are working to block the progress of others are going to find themselves dealing with that same situation at some point. And truth be told, they're going to get it worse than they put it out, because when we reap what we sow, as I've shared before, we get back more than we put out. You plant a seed, you sow a seed, you plant a seed, you reap a corn cob or a small tree or a large tree, depending on what kind of seed you sowed. But either way, you always, with the law of sowing and reaping, you always get back more than you put out, than you put into the ground, than you sowed, than you planted. And that's why it is so important to sow much good instead of much evil. Because whether it's good or bad, whatever we sow, we will reap. So that's refreshing to know that those who stand in the way will eventually have that coming back to them. Keep hoping, though, because there is one who is much mightier, much, much mightier than those who stand in our way. So, again, I want to ask, how is your new year starting so far? Even if you started out with challenges, are you also starting out with hope? Despite how long it may have been taking for change to come. Are you willing to smile anyway? Are you willing to be grateful for the good that you did experience and bring that gratitude into the new year with you, along with the challenges? Who says it has to be just the challenges that we think about? Yes. Hope, hope, hope. That's what we're holding on to, hope. Because positive change is coming one way or another, one day or another. It is coming. All right. So when we come back, one of the things that I'm going to have us look into again is kindness. I want us to start this year off with kindness. And again, because there's so much power in kindness. You're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host. That's me. And I'll be right back in just a few.